Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Shoulder to shoulder, some of you, you know. And to do Kuan Yin, it doesn't mean like this, okay, huh? I know, some people just, you know, sit like this, and after a while, you're like this. Yeah. Where did you learn all this technique, you know? Incredible. It's amazing how you still are here, you know, after all these years. Okay, any question? No physical question, no material question, only spiritual question. And no asking for somebody else, like my dog, my cat, you know. Just you, yourself. Then you're welcome. Okay? Yeah. You don't speak English?
No.
No? How long you stay here?
Now where?
Okay.
不是在观音的时候，在观光的时候，可以有时候听到音那样子，可不可以？大概不可以吧？应该怎么办？怎么把它挡掉？偶尔一次两次。
It's okay, it's okay 啦，it's okay 啦，不会怎么样啦，可以，本来应该这样哈，不过还是要做观音一样，OK。 Next one. Okay, if you want to have any questions, be prepared, okay? If this guy finish, you raise your hand.
Come.
你就判断这样子，那个事情合不合现在情况的逻辑，合不合那个道德的那个标准，合不合你自己所那个馅料的喜欢做的那种方法，你选那个最逻辑的嘛 ，OK？ 比方说你有一两样的那个疑问，然后有一两样的那种答案在头脑亮出来，那你自己选的最合意的 ，OK？ 最觉得。 有直觉嘛，我们都有直觉感啊，哪一个直觉最好你就选那个嘛。反正我们的生活都是冒险的事啊，我也不能跟你保险说你选那个就对了，选选看嘛，<笑>不对就知道了，对也会知道啊，是吗 ？OK，
师傅
，OK， of that first， yeah， you wait， OK， no， because it's near， OK，
师傅好。
你们为什么都讲中文啊 ？You cannot all speak English.
我从小就讲中文的。哎呀，我从小就讲英文了，不懂这些。讲不好。啊，快！我观光的时候啊，看到黑点，那黑点啊，好像，对他们天文学讲是不是那个黑洞？我都不知道清楚。黑洞，黑点怎么变黑洞呢？它是个黑点啊，有时候有光，有时候有黑点。
啊，没关系，你继续看那个。
其实注意它，然后等一下它会亮出来，会打开，像一个门一样。是的，是的。啊，来，谢谢。行。Yes, two questions. First, sometimes we practice well, master will feel more comfortable and easier. But I think during this time, we have a human like a lazy habit, and like a, you know accumulate karma in the world, you know, in the environment.
Yeah.
So master suggests how do we trying to overcome this kind of things.
Continue meditation. Just and try your best to minimize the badness in you and maximize the goodness, which you know is good according to your conscience and moral understanding. It's good and you continue to do it and make it more. Like whatever is good for other people and good for you, at least that's good. You know, easy. And whatever is harmful for other people or even harmful for you, that's just bad. So you try to minimize whatever you think is bad. Whatever negative traits in you, minimize it. Always control yourself, like, oh, this is no good. I would not do this. I should not, and I won't. You use your willpower to control your destiny. You walk in this way all the time. You don't want to walk that way. Okay? The bad way you try to avoid, the good way you try to walk on. That's how you minimize the karma, and also help yourself. Of course, help whoever your master is. Have to ask her.
Okay, second question is very generic. During the sun meditation we cover, sometimes in this weather it's kind of hot. Is there any way to you suggest make it better?
Just cover it better.
Cover it better, yeah, I think so.
What I mean is in such a well-guarded area, where nobody will intrude suddenly, and you don't have to, okay? Just do it when you suspect that somebody might just walk in any time, okay? That's all. Like here, you don't have to. Nobody tried to cover anything here, did they? No, I didn't see anybody cover. I just saw them like this. If they cover, how can I see?
I mean, it's protective, you know, to cover somehow.
No.
Is it possible our center can find, you know, very thin material cover and
can.
Air can go through so they
can
make it better in the hot weather?
Can. But don't make it too transparent, then you don't need to cover at all. Okay, then?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
When I'm doing the light, both sides, the head very tight and a little bit hurt. Uh-huh. Is that right?
Not really. You know, you must do it casually, lovingly, you know? Like you're missing somebody and it's like you love somebody, okay? For example, me, you know, just a lovely person like me.
Yeah, you are.
Don't flatter my ego too much. You see, for example, the kids don't know anything. Don't listen to your parents, okay? You see, when we meditate, people tend to feel very serious, huh? And force themselves too much. And you just kind of very tense, okay? Mm-hmm. And force all the energy to concentrate on your forehead, and that's why you feel tightness and also pain sometimes. Should not do that. You see the way you're looking at me now, or when you look at your boyfriend before, you know, or husband before he married you. After that, you don't look.
Long time ago.
Just remember that time when you look at him adoringly, without effort, yeah, and all the love is pouring in through your eyes. That's what you should do when you meditate. You imagine waiting for the master, inner master, to appear, or whatever beautiful heaven that is going to offer to you. So you just look with the third eye like that, just like you look at me with the physical eyes.
You don't have to very concentrate.
Don't just frown your eyebrow like me, like this is no good. Make you old even quicker too. See the way I did? That's why I get old so quickly.
And just try to relax.
You just don't try to relax and you don't relax. Try to relax. Just sit, you know. Okay, like this. Nothing to do. I know, straight. Okay. Like this, and then we forget all about the physical eyes and forget about the physical sensation and everything. Just use the wisdom eye to look in the front. That's it. So simple. Even a kid can do.
Has to be the rightest point or this whole area, forehead?
Just here, about an inch on top.
Only this spot?
From the eyebrow, here. Okay. Right? Well, that's that. In front of, in the middle, forehead.
I try to feel the area above my eye.
That's true.
So the whole area, not just one spot.
It's a little bit too big to concentrate. You know, it's just one point, like a needle. You know, right in the middle, and look through that. And then you will see a small point of light, like a needle point, or like small, even sometimes small, like the chopstick point, you know, or needle point. And then just look through that. And then it will enlarge, you know, like open up, and you explore yourself. Not really physically, but then you go through, yeah?
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.